ground and you're looking for something to do over the lunch period, I can tell you that the excellent Sussex Museum is open for visitors today, both at lunchtime and tea. As in comes Carvalhos, bowls to Labuschagne outside the off stump. There is no run. I think I mentioned this last week, Nick, that I never have been, even from school days. We'll ask Beth this a bit later. I've never been a great one for museums. I remember being at school and they would say, we're going to the Natural History Museum. And, you know, it's whatever floats your boat. And museums never really float my boat, to be honest. However, that all changed when I went for a trip round the Sussex Cricket Museum recently. But I guess that's because I like cricket. In comes Carvalhos and bowls. Already surprised by one. Now, that really spat at Barnes Labuschagne, who was immediately calling to the dressing room, and he's taking off his right glove. So that ball rather spat at Labuschagne. It's taken him on the right glove. He's dropped his bat, and immediately he waved to the balcony. Now, the physio is coming on. With his bag of tricks and magic sprays. Now, I think Labuschagne is saying, I'm okay now. So he dropped his bat. Oh, now, well, I don't know what he's doing. First of all, I thought he wanted some attention because he'd hurt his hand. The physio has come running on.
Yep, Georgina, you up?
So Georgina's running on in her lime green trainers, they look like. They look very, very snazzy. But now Labuschagne is saying, I want a new bat as well. So I think he wants a bit of attention to his hand.
Oh, bit of love and care.
Yeah, and a bit of... And a change of bat, so we've got a break in play. It gives me more time to talk about the Sussex Museum. As I say, it's open today, so if you're looking for something to do at lunchtime, go and have a wander around, because there's a lot of history from the oldest club, the oldest county club in the country. All sorts of memorabilia, and not just old memorabilia. You might think, oh, that's all a bit fuddy-duddy, but there's pictures of Luke Wright and Cheteshwar Pujara, all sorts of books and almanacs. You name it, it's in there, and it's worth having a little look around the museum. And it's open, and the best thing is, it's free.
Marvellous.
And run completely by volunteers. And a shout out to all those volunteers who do work so hard on the Sussex Museum, not just on days like today, but throughout the winter months when they compile all the jackets and the blazers of old players. There's stuff in there from Jim Parks and all sorts of Sussex players from yesteryear. Big picture of Luke Wright as you go into the museum as well. So if you've got nothing to do, no, that sounds wrong. If you want to go to the museum, have a look around, because it's a really good look, and it's sort of changed my feeling on museums. Now, Marlis Labuschagne looks like he's going to be okay, and Georgina, I didn't catch her surname.
Ewer.
Ewer is the